This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and it is my extreme pleasure to welcome back to Ozarks at Large the militant grammarian, Catherine Sherrills. Come back.
Yes, I'm back. I'm back.
For a couple of years?
Maybe.
We discussed...
It might have been... Oh, that we did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it for a couple of years.
Uh-huh. Talked about grammar and spelling, and it was a popular segment, but then...
I decided I wasn't doing any good, and that I was preaching to the choir. Well, it really was that I kept hearing irregular verbs slaughtered everywhere I went, and I don't know what effect I thought I was having on that, but anyway, I decided that I wasn't.
You thought you were tilting at dangling participles or something?
I suppose, yes. Who knows what it was, but, you know, it's something I love to talk about, and I still get people talking to me about being the militant grammarian. My vet, 2 days ago, I took my dog in, and she had written down something she had seen when she'd taken her child to see Santa Claus, and the sign said something about please do something efficiently, and they had just slaughtered the word efficiently, and so she wrote it down and brought it to me. So, you know, how can I not come back?
And when your vet mentioned to the person?
Oh, yes. So she mentioned that efficiently is misspelled, and she said that she got the feeling that she was thought of as a snob, being snooty for caring about such things. And that may have been part of the deal with me quitting earlier, too, is that I want people to care. And then I have heard from so many people since I quit that I realize there are people who care. So maybe those who care and those who know, and I think a lot of it is we know things, but when we hear it confirmed, it gives us confidence. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll go out and annoy those who don't use things correctly.
Well, and then I think there are people like me who sometimes need that great rule, you know, you'll give us a way to remember something. That's the way it's used, or that's the way it's
right.
shouldn't be used.
And sometimes those rules are really helpful in that they're easy to remember, and they make sense, and all that. So, in fact,
yes,
one of those rules, unfortunately, has to do with a word that I think is slipping, if it is not already slipped from the English language or the American usage, and that's the word fewer.
F-E-W-E-R.
Right. And it has been replaced by less in every instance. About half of the instances, less is correct. About half of the instances, fewer is correct. But there's such a nice little simple rule. If you can count the things like pencils, then I have fewer pencils than you do. But if you can't count them, if it's bulk or intangible, I have less flour in my cake than you put in yours.
Less soup.
I have less soup than you have in your bowl, yes, because we don't count little soup particles. However, I have fewer crackers to put in my soup.
And that's just it.
Yeah, that's it. That's so simple. I think some of it comes from advertising in that less is a lot cuter on a sign than fewer.
10 items or less. You see
exactly.
That all the time.
Exactly. And it should be 10 items or fewer. So I continue to shout at the radio and shout at the TV, but nobody's listening.
So you think that one might be lost?
I do. It's also associated, by the way, with number and amount, the words number and amount. The number of things is something you can count, and the amount of something is something you can't count. So there's such easy rules, but I don't know. I think they're gone.
Well, I'm happy that you do not have less passion for this.
I do not. I have a lot of passion.
We want to know what questions people have.
Yes.
Because, you know, there are certain reference books like Strunk and White and things, but you don't always have those with you. So if people have questions about grammar, send them in.
And especially if they get in an argument about it.
Ah, you like that, don't
I'd
you?
I'd love to be the referee.
You can just email us and we'll answer those questions. Catherine,
you bet.
Thanks.
You bet.